We're standing in near the middle of the Monongahela River, 50 feet above, on the Hot Metal Pedestrian Bridge.
That's Patrick Miner, a civil engineer who designs bridges for a local firm.
Its original purpose was shuttling the molten steel from one side of the river to the other.
The Hot Metal Bridge, also known as the Mon Con Railroad Bridge, stretches nearly 1,200 feet from 2nd Avenue to the south side, and it's steeped in history at both ends. It's actually two separate bridges that share the same set of piers. The first was built in the 1880s to carry trains over the river. The smaller pedestrian bridge came later, around the turn of the century. Katie Bates, with the Army Corps of Engineers, says those links were integral to steel production during that period.
They had steel complexes on either side of the river. It was a few different companies. The Eliza Furnace was right around this area. All the steel mills would obviously work with the same bit of steel, so they would shuttle it back and forth, and when it was in the liquid phase, they built a bridge just specifically to shuttle the steaming pots of molten steel across.
It would be more than a century before the structures were repurposed for their present use. In the interim, the Hot Metal Bridge bore witness to the rise and fall of industrial Pittsburgh, and in many ways, it's symbolic of that transformation.
The bridges are a really good emblem for like the changes that Pittsburgh has gone through. It, you know, was built in the 1880s as a really good way to produce a lot of steel. It, you know, helped make Pittsburgh a major powerhouse. It created a lot of efficiencies in this area. But yeah, everyone knows that in the 70s, the steel industry started to die. By the mid-80s, it was all but dead. And from there, this bridge has really rehabilitated itself, much like the city, to be a really great setup.
The bridge lay dormant for more than a decade after the last of the Southside Steelworks closed in 1984. Then in 2000, the railroad portion was converted for automobile traffic. The steel shuttle became a footbridge in 2007. These days, it's popular among cyclists like Patrick Miner.
It's part of the route from Pittsburgh to D.C., the Great Allegheny Passage, and it's a really important route for people commuting, certainly between Oakland and the South Side.
Transport geeks like Miner and Bates love the Hot Metal Bridge because it's a functioning example of an obsolete structure adapted for multimodal transport. And also because the development process that brought about that transformation was correspondingly diverse and broad-based. Where most bridge projects are funded with a mix of PennDOT and federal dollars, the Hot Metal Reboot also got support from the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Pittsburgh, from the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and from local nonprofits like the Allegheny County Trail Alliance.
And the Allegheny Trail Alliance is itself a coalition of 7 Rails to Trails organizations. So this bridge was a team effort. It took a lot of money from a lot of different places, and it's really turned out great now.
And unlike other bridges that have exceeded their design lifespan and may be underbuilt for the amount of load they need to bear, the Hot Metals build is incredibly sturdy for the present purpose.
It's a very heavy structure for what its current use is. It was designed for railroad and heavy industry use, and now it's lightly loaded as a pedestrian bridge.
Another reason this bridge is likely to hold up nicely for years to come is that during the 2007 rehab, it received a fresh coat of paint, a small but vital intervention for keeping rust out of metal joints. Bates says it's easy to overlook but hard to overstate the importance of a good paint job.
Painting it might only cost a couple million dollars. But a major structural repair is going to cost like several times that much, and it's going to be a lot more expensive. And some of those structural repairs can be traced back to, if only we'd kept up with the painting.
That's obviously not a problem here. Even a less well-maintained structure of similar design would easily handle the load of foot and light automobile traffic this one does. And in a city known for its bridges, Bates says the Hot Metal is one that Pittsburgh can be proud of.
There's a bicyclist that just went by. We're seeing a lot of cars go by, a lot of pedestrians. It's a beautiful scenic spot. It's a really great setup, and it's attractive. Like, this is a very pretty bridge.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Josh Rollerson.